and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
We're glad you're back with us on the broadcast this week, and we left off last time in John chapter 3, verse number 17. And it says here, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Jesus came the first time as Savior. He will come the second time as Judge and King. He will rule and reign there in Jerusalem for 1,000 years, as we believe the Scripture bears out. But this first time, as he's speaking here to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, he makes it clear that he came as Savior. That those in the world, through repentance and faith, that would trust in him, that they might be saved. Verse 18, "He that believeth on him is not condemned." Present tense. There are many that say that it can't be known if salvation is had by the sinner. If it's really, really so, many say that only at the time of death will one really know. Oh, what a terrible, terrible way to live. What indeed a fear that many in the religious world of the day live in fear, not knowing if their religion or if their pursuits or that which they do, and that's really what comes of it, is that many that live in the religious world today are pursuing a works type of salvation. And with the works type of salvation, they're there and they feel as if they're in the balance and they just don't know if it's going to be good enough. Well, let me tell you, sinner friend, what you can do will never be enough. Remember what the Scripture says, what Isaiah said in the book that he wrote, that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. The best that I have, the best that I can do, is as a filthy rag, a rag used to bind up a wound in a person, a rag used to wrap up the dead and bind up the dead in the embalming and preserving of a dead body, a preparing for burial. As the Scripture talks about, in the heat of battle and the wounding and the bloodshed in battle and the clothes that are there upon those soldiers as they're rolled up and they become nasty and filthy with the blood and the sweat of the fighting. It's our righteousnesses before God, the best that we can do is as a filthy rag. A filthy rag. We have nothing that we can offer the Lord. And those that pursue a salvation by what they can do live in that jeopardy, that continual fear. Will it be good enough? Will it be good enough? But look what the Scripture says here. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Presently, one can know that their soul is saved. One can know that they have salvation through Jesus Christ, but it will be salvation in him, salvation by him, his visitation upon the sinner, his bringing of the Word of God to the sinner, his conviction of the sinner. Through the Word of God and through the preaching of the Word of God, have you seen that you are indeed a sinner? I pray that you have. And if you have, cry out unto the Lord. Cry out unto him. Plea unto him to save your soul. Go to him right where you are right now and ask the Lord to save your soul. Believe and trust in Jesus Christ, that what he did there on Calvary some 2,000 years ago, believe and trust in him that he did it for you. Because you are the sinner in need of salvation. No one else matters. When it comes down to your soul, when it comes down to your life, when it comes down to your sin, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He that believeth on him is not condemned presently. But listen to this. But he that believeth not is condemned already, If you don't believe, if you don't trust in Him, you're condemned now. Condemnation is a word that speaks to us about the meeting out of justice for the crime that has been committed. Men that are in jail, they are there waiting upon their trial. They've been accused of a crime, and they're waiting for the time that the trial comes about when they'll stand before the judge. At that standing before the judge, what is supposed to happen is the truth is to come out. And if the truth is that the man that has been accused by the law of committing a crime, if the truth is that he is not guilty, then he has no fear of the coming condemnation, the damnation of being guilty, because he's not guilty. What happens when one is guilty, when they stand before the judge, what they have done is publicly proclaimed. And then the recompense or the punishment for that crime is declared and then meted out upon them. If they are there found guilty, they are condemned to the punishment. They are damned, if you will, to the punishment. Because they are guilty, they've got the punishment coming. So a man that's in jail, waiting for his trial, that is not guilty, and then the truth comes out before the judge, all that time that he waited, knowing that he was not guilty of that crime, there was no condemnation upon him. But see, with us as sinners, we're like the man that is in jail, waiting to stand before the judge. And the thing is we know we're guilty. We're guilty. We're guilty of sinning against the Lord. We're guilty of transgressing His law. And that condemnation hangs over our head. We know it's going to come to pass, because when we stand before the judge, the truth will be brought out. The truth will be brought to light. Our guilt will be brought to light, and the punishment for our sin, we know we have it coming. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. He's not guilty anymore, because the blood of Jesus Christ has washed away his sins. The blood of Jesus Christ has made him white as snow. But he that believeth not is condemned already. For the sinner that has not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, has not trusted in Him, has not come to Him in repentance and faith, and been saved by the Lord, his sin hangs squarely over his head. And he is condemned now. Don't have to wait to the judgment to find out about the condemnation. The condemnation is known now. How about with you? Is the condemnation of your sin upon you and you know it? You know that if death comes, that you'll be there, ushered into the presence of the Lord, and you will be found guilty and wanting and lacking before Him because you have not the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior? Or has the Lord saved your soul? You've repented of your sins. You've trusted in Jesus Christ. He saved your soul, give you assurance of it, and you have no condemnation. You know that in death, in the death of this body, it'll just be a passing on to that life to come and being with the Lord. There's no condemnation. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Doesn't talk about baptism, doesn't talk about penance, doesn't talk about what you can pay, doesn't talk about what you can promise, doesn't talk about promising never to sin again. But what's it say? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's the way of salvation, is believing in Him, believing in His name, believing in His gospel, believing in Him for salvation and salvation alone. It doesn't speak of anything else, does it? Not at all. Verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him, verse 18, is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Here is the condemnation. Here is how that condemnation resting upon you, sinner friend, can be known. Light is coming to the world. Jesus Christ has come into the world. We saw that early in this book, that the light that came into the world is Jesus indeed. And light's coming to the world, but men love their sin. Men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. Do you like your sin? Do you love your sin? And you just don't see that your sin is a good trade, trading in your sin for salvation by Jesus Christ? Oh, I feel sorry for you. You've got that old carnal mind just a working. You've still got that carnal mind just a working because, see, the sinner that is brought to repentance, the sinner that has shown his great need before the Lord, doesn't look at trading in his sin for Jesus Christ. Doesn't consider salvation as the turning over of a new leaf, but rather sees his sin as a stench in the nostrils of God and has great fear of the judgment of God. It's not a thing about giving up your sin for the sake of Christ, but to see rather that you're guilty and condemned before him, and you face that second death before him, and you are in great jeopardy, and you need help, you need saved, you need rescued. I pray that the Lord will bring you to that. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. See, we naturally just love our sin more than anything else. And I pray that the Lord will help you to see that you need to hate your sin as God hates your sin. That you need to see that your sin is killing you. Sin is doing nothing but killing us, taking us down to the grave, condemning us and bringing us to a bitter, wretched end. Our sin is just filth before God. It is wretched before our Creator. And we need help. We need a rescue. We need deliverance from our sin. We need salvation of the Lord. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Do you love your sin? Oh, sinner, turn from your sin, repent of your sin, and trust in Jesus Christ. Well, see that our time has passed. And appreciate you very much tuning in today to the broadcast. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.